We like to play Monopoly at our house. It gets very competitive. I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. A number of years ago, we did an experiment with the game of Monopoly. We allowed players to borrow money from the bank at zero interest and to create as much debt between players as they wanted. Essentially, nobody could go broke, so the game went on and on and on. Property prices got crazy, rents inflated, and it took a spreadsheet and a calculator to keep track of all the debits and credits. It was all fun and games until somebody got tired of it, and they wanted to be paid with something other than another paper entry or magic money created out of thin air. Players began to lose properties, houses, hotels, and utilities to pay back their debt. Perhaps you know the feeling. As long as you bring in enough money to juggle your expenses, things can seem okay. But decrease income, and the bottom falls out. The Bible tells us that the borrower is a servant to the lender. Those who've lost income due to the coronavirus are experiencing that now. When the economy tanked, personal and business vulnerability was exposed. Biblical financial principles help us to prepare for an unknown future. When we recognize that we're stewards of all God provides, we're motivated to spend less than we earn, to give generously, to save for emergencies, and to avoid debt. God wants us to depend on Him with grateful hearts. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. A game of Monopoly taught me that. If credit card debt is causing you pain, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.